testimony will be open now for on Senate Bill 48. Mr. Asher, thank you.
Starting to worry about getting up here and testifying. When certain combinations of age and credited service are met, SDRS members can retire early with a full or unreduced retirement benefit. These age and service combinations are referred to as the SDRS Special Early Retirement Provisions. Presently, SDRS provides a special early retirement benefit for Class A members as early as age 55 if their age plus years of credited service equals at least 85. This is known as the Rule of 85 with a minimum age of 55. Senate Bill number 48 would improve the special early retirement requirements for Class A members to a Rule of 80 with a minimum age of 55. As an example, a Class A member at age 55 would be required to have 25 years of credited service to meet the Rule of 80 and retire with a full unreduced benefit. This same proposal was introduced as Senate Bill 18 last year. It received a due pass recommendation from the Senate Retirement Laws Committee and passed the Senate 35-0. The bill was then sent to the House Appropriations Committee where it was tabled. A smokeout was attempted in the House, but it failed on a vote of 27 ayes and 40 nays. On October 16, 2000, the Retirement Laws Committee again discussed the Rule of 80 proposal and unanimously passed the following motion: that the committee recommend that the Board of Trustees of SDRS further discuss lowering the retirement formula by which an employee can retire and collect full benefits from age plus years of service to equal 85 years to age plus years of service to equal 80 years, and to review that option with the 2001 Retirement Laws Committee. The Board of Trustees followed the recommendation of the Retirement Laws Committee and discussed the Rule of 80 proposal again at their December meeting. As a result, the Board of Trustees once again approved submitting legislation to implement the Rule of 80. We would respectfully urge your favorable consideration of this bill. And it's a very simple chart, very simple concept. The middle Rule of 85 shows the way it is at the present time, and the Rule of 80 on the right shows the way the years of service that would be necessary to go out with an unreduced benefit if this bill would pass. And turn it over to Paul, because there is an actuarial cost.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 48 will increase the long-term liabilities of the system by $14.9 million for the present membership. It also has a small ongoing cost because new members would also be eligible for it. That is fairly insignificant, less than one half of 1%. It will not, it would be paid from the reserve. The 14.9 would be paid from the reserve, which was $536 million as of June 30 of 2000.
I apologize to the committee if this is out of order, but the sensitivity of that, what did you use to premise the 14.9? What factors for rollout?
We simply calculated, we had just recently improved reduced the average age at which people are expected to retire. And this is simply a calculation of the increased liability based on the increase in benefit, because the fewer years to get to the Rule of 80, or if you get the Rule of 80, you get a higher benefit. There's essentially about a 6% increase in benefits for people that would get the benefit that would not have got the benefit previously.
Thank you, sir.
It does not assume a significant increase in the utilization of early retirement. If that happened, then the cost would be somewhat understated, but we've just bumped those up pretty significantly, so I think it's a fair cost projection.
It would be fair to say that it's a pretty conservative number.
It is a conservative number, and it's a lot of money, but in the overall picture of the system, it is not a significant amount of money.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents of Senate Bill 48.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dean Hyde, volunteer lobbyist for AARP. We're in favor of Senate Bill 48. 48 does not lower the retirement age for Class A members. That still remains at 55. It's especially beneficial to a spouse that perhaps stayed home with the children during the child-rearing ages and then later re-entered or entered the workforce. And then when the other spouse retires, this spouse would like to retire with that spouse, and this provision would make that a little easier. They don't seem to like to retire with a penalty, so they just don't retire. Class B judicial, by the way, has a rule of 80 also at age 55. Class B, the law enforcement, the rest of the Class B, has a rule of 75 at age 45. So I would recommend due pass for this bill because it would help out a lot of people so they could retire together.
Thank you, Mr. Hyde. Further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Ken Melius again, representing the State Employees Organization. Just a couple of brief comments in the interest of saving time. We do support this bill wholeheartedly. And as Mr. Hyde mentioned, the other two classes have met their goals in terms of reduction ages. And we feel that Class A members, this is a long-term goal of the retirement board or system, and we hope that they can reach their goal with this bill. One thing I would mention, I think the one standpoint that we look at is that the rule of 80, if passed, would assist state employees or public employees in general if they do face privatization or layoffs. In our eyes, it would allow an employee, depending on their circumstances, to leave their career gracefully. And I think these dedicated public servants deserve this consideration. We also feel, again, with Class A, that their jobs in some cases, in many cases, are stressful. And with some of those people, perhaps after 25 years, it's time to go on. I would stress that each individual will have different circumstances. Some will be able to retire with the rule of 80. Some will choose not to. But each circumstance will be different for the individuals. I wouldn't predict a great number of people using this benefit. However, those whose individual circumstances dictate that they can leave, they would have that option, and I stress the word option, that it would be there for them. So with that, Mr. Chairman and committee members, I would ask for your favorable consideration of this bill.
Thank you, Ken. Further proponents?
Elaine Roberts, SDEA, along with the number one goal of our members is improving the factor, but we've heard from more of our members about the importance of passing the rule of 80. We think the retirement age is not reduced, it's still 55, but it allows some opportunities for some of our folks who are in stressful situations to retire with dignity. I think the issue that Mr. Hyde brought out about many of our members are women who entered the workforce late, stayed home with their children, entered the workforce late, and it takes them longer, to meet this rule. So we think this would be a real benefit to our members. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. Further proponents?
May I testify?
Yes. Christy Johnson with School Administrator supports Senate Bill 48. Further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
With ASME, and we also support
this bill. Mr. Alward for ASME also supports Senate Bill 48. Further proponents? If you want to go, did you want to? Okay.
Norm West, Yankton Education Association, we support.
Mr. West supports Senate Bill 48. Further proponents? Mr. Hansen? Board of Regents, Mr. Hansen representing, support Senate Bill 48. Any further proponents? Hearing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 48? No opponents. We'll open it up for testimony, questions and answers. Representative Davis.
Elaine Roberts, please. Mrs. Roberts, what would you say the average salary of a teacher, say, take Sioux Falls, at that age retiring would be?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
You put me on the spot because it depends upon when they began teaching. I think the average salary in Sioux Falls is somewhere around $35,000 a year.
For age of retirement.
It depends upon how long they work because the salary schedule, some may be as high as $42,000 when they retire.
Second question. What do teachers start at in Sioux Falls, do you know?
It's in the 21, 22.
It
is not as high as some of the smaller schools.
If we did this for, say, three retirees at the salaries there is now, we could almost hire two additional teachers.
That's always been an argument, that you can get rid of the older ones and hire folks.
But if they choose to retire, right, it would put money back into the educational system.
It could.
To hire more teachers.
Yeah, it could.
Thank
Representative
you.
Davis.
Further questions of proponents? Representative Siebert.
Elaine, maybe this for you also. We're short of teachers, as I understand, and if we lower the retirement age or the go to 80, there's basically 2.5 years difference, as I see it. You have work experience and you have your life longevity, mm-hmm. So you're talking 2.5 years. I don't know how many teachers would come out of the system with this, but it would only create a greater shortage. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair.
Please.
It could. You know, I won't say to you that it couldn't. I don't think that's the only factor, though, that's part of the teacher shortage. That may be one piece, but Representative Davis said, well, we could hire two people at the beginning. First of all, you have to find those people who want to come and to teach here. So could it create some problems? Yes, but it's a much larger, the teacher shortage is a much larger problem than the rule of 80.
Representative Davis.
One more question, Mrs. Roberts, and I will pose this to you another way. If three teachers retired, then we could probably up the salary of how many teachers to hire them, you know.
That's exactly the kinds of things. Representative Olson, you said it exactly right, cannibalism. I guess our support for the bill rests in the fact that there are those folks who are ready to retire. You still have to be 55 years old to meet this goal, and that alone will not change the teacher shortage, if you will. And so we would say, just say again, our folks deserve some respect and dignity as they're ready to.
Thank you. We'll get you out of the seat. Mr. Schrader, can I ask you a question? Really, in all the plans that you represent and work on, the question that I had relative to the sensitivity, I mean, at age 55, really, on a percentage basis, how many people do you think will retire?
Very small. Very small. People don't retire at 55 and retire generally because they can't afford to. They don't have Social Security until they're 62. Health care after retirement is generally a problem. So I don't think it will significantly. What would cost more money is if the rule of 80 were adopted and the age 55 were lowered, potentially, if people were using this as a way to leave with a significant benefit and could get another job. So I think where you're going to see utilization, if you see it, is people that have another job but not retiring.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that one of the benefits of the Siegel study was to dialogue, and I don't know if the board has done that. I haven't seen that. The hire and rehire issue.
Yes.
Tough nut to crack.
Sure is.
And again, I guess I would ask your questions, especially for the benefit of the two new members, your thoughts as to, regardless whether this is adopted, this is kind of low-hanging fruit for only a certain group of people that would hire, would retire and take advantage of it. Let me further say, I don't think when people use the term double dip that is a true statement. It is their money. It's no different than if they retired at the Human Services Center and decided to go to work for Walmart. I mean, I don't see it that way, nor do I hope other people. But it does have an actuarial impact, and I think that's the issue, and I wonder if you could speak to that.
Well, I think the whole retire, rehire is a dilemma. We've got different rules, as you know, for people who retire with an unreduced and a reduced benefit as far as whether their benefit stops. We have situations where employers have gamed the system by pretending people have retired and then immediately rehire them so they could start their benefit, where someone who worked for another system couldn't do that. So it's a tough issue. And I think the Siegel report was helpful in saying that the concern about double dipping seems to have evolved to not an entitlement, but you have accrued a certain benefit and you are entitled that
to that when you leave and have it begin at whatever age, retirement age is, even if you work for a different employer. I know the board has advanced legislation to the legislature to attempt to make it more equal than it is in the past. That didn't get very far at the time, but there's been no recent proposals to deal with that.
My investigation was because you could circumvent it by contracting versus rehiring since we last met, and so I just was curious what the think tank was.
There continues to be discussion about it, but no proposal has been made.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Are there questions of the proponents? Hearing none, the committee will close for deliberation and action on Senate Bill 48. Is there committee's pleasure? This is interesting. Representative Quistrup.
Thank you. I will not take action. I'll make a comment, if I may. My understanding in state retirement, it was set up, the retirement system was that it would be used for retirement. That, in combination with Social Security and what other assets that person would have, that they would probably then, in their later years, lead a comfortable lifestyle. That was my, as I've been with this for 35 years. And to say that true, that is teachers and all state employees, many jobs, you have stress. But I would have to say, as a former Marine, and I was in harm's way many times, but I'd have to say in my 35 years of teaching, I haven't been in harm's way. I feel very comfortable with students. And I have some problems also by lowering this. We're not lowering the age, but there's going to be more people that get out. We're probably going to lose some of our good teachers. And the other problem I have, until they get it straightened out, and you're going to have some intent to possibly look at it, but I would think you'd do some homework and you would work on it, the double dipping where they hire and rehire. In other words, they're drawing their benefits and their payroll. And to me, that was not the intent of it. And as a result of that, I cannot support this, and I'll vote against it.
Further comments or action of the committee? Chairman? Representative Siebert. Could you turn your mic on, please?
You know, I've checked with some folks back home, and what I hear is that they like it, but they can't use it anyway. And if you, just because you like something you can't use it, doesn't mean it's a good deal. I mean, if you like a nice big car and you can't afford it, it's nice to like it, but you can't drive it. So I moved to 45. I hate to be a jerk here and 41st these things, but I'll do that and see what happens.
Siebert, a motion for 41st. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Koistra. Comments on that motion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the 41st day will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Olson?
No.
Quistrup?
Aye.
Davis?
No.
Siebert?
Aye.
Mike?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Olson?
I move that we send Senate Bill 48 to the floor without recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Olson, seconded by Davis, to send Senate Bill 48 to the floor without recommendation. Comment on that motion.
Mr.
Representative Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I associate myself with the comments of my two colleagues, but I have constituents back home who would like the discussion to continue. Frankly, I think that most people will not, in fact, retire because of health care issues. I think most people who do, quote-unquote, retire with the rule of 80 will, in fact, not retire, and I have a somewhat different view than the chairman on that issue. And so to maintain the bill going forward, but without the imprint of absolute approval of the committee, I made the motion that I did.
Further comments on the without recommendation motion? Representative Davis.
I agree with Representative Olson in the fact that there are a lot of people that want this rule, not because they will use it, but because it will be available if they need it. And with cutting school budgets, you know, that is some concern with teachers. And so I would move that it goes on for further discussion and doesn't die here.
Further comments? Representative Siebert.
I don't have a problem with that either. I guess from the standpoint of the people that I've talked to, I just have, they all want it, but they don't know what they're going to do with it.
Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Chair. I look for the fight on the floor. I think it's good.
No.
Said like a true Marine. We Navy guys would just wave to you. No further comments, then. All those in favor of the without recommendation will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye. Without recommendation, motion passes unanimously.